All right, Tim. A couple weeks ago, looked fantastic in practice. Looked great throughout the heat, and then it went kablooey at the very end.
Yeah, we had it was the first time out with the new car. I don't know if we had some oiling problems or just a bad motor or something like that, but basically threw a rod through it. Car was fast as can be. I mean, we were running 16.6 in time. First time out in the car with our time trials with new tires, first time ever. And then 16.5s in the heat. So, the car was very comfortable. Just wish I had that car tonight. This actually is a whole different car. This is my old car with the old motor. And we got the new car sitting home. I put a new body on it, and it looks like the new car, but it's actually the old car. So, basically, next week we should have the new car. We got a whole new motor being built, all brand new. So, as long as we get that back, I think we'll be really fast in that new car.
You going to stay a two-car team, or are you going to hold one on for somebody else maybe to take a shot at?
Unless people want to pay money, but, you know, everybody doesn't want to pay money. But it'll be my backup car, just in case for, like, a scenario like this.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's week two and you're already on the second car.
Yeah, it doesn't go – not a good start for, you know, for the season. But, you know, I guess we got the blown motor out of the way, so maybe our bad luck is out of the way. Still had a couple little problems tonight with this car, vibration bad at top end, so I think a bad shock or something like that. I'll have to send those out and see what it was.
Who do you have to thank for your seventh place finish tonight?
Seventh place, basically, my wife, she's always there to support me. My kids, they come up every week and support me. And, Manth Brownell, they help me out with tires. And my crew chief, Tim Glassford, helps me out a lot. And Lighthouse Lanes, they help us a little bit. And, we just like to have fun.